get the midnight special. Shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special. Midnight special, shine a ever-loving light on me. Yonder come Miss
92.3 K-Rock, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody hears it, does it make a sound? Or, to put it another way, if a group appeared at Woodstock but not in the film or on the album, were they really there? That's Creedence Clearwater Revival on the Sunday Show. Now, next week on Part 2, we'll hear from some witnesses who were definitely there at Woodstock in 1969, including Joan Baez, Arlo Guthrie, Graham Nash, Joe Cocker, and a host of others. In fact, we'll be calling our first witness, Richie Havens, right after these messages.
Hello, this is Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull.
This is Pete Townsend here on 92.3 K-Rock.
Hi, this is Elton John.
This is Eric Clapton.
This is Ringo Starr.
George Harrison.
What do these people have in common? You'll hear them all during the 92.3 K-Rock 20-song Music Marathon. And when we say Music Marathon, we're guaranteed to play at least 20 songs in a row, or we'll pay $20,000. Nobody plays more music, and we back it up. We're New York's only classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
Cellulite, thunder thighs, yuck. If you're like me, you exercise and diet, and your thighs still look like an orange peel. But finally, there's something to give you hope. Something that you saw in Vogue, CNN, and the news. Thigh gel. Not a messy cream that stains. A thigh gel with aloe vera and aminophylline. It's called the Cellulite Solution. Just rub it on your thighs, and the cellulite and fat seem to disappear. The Cellulite Solution is only $29.95, and it's guaranteed to get the results you want. Guaranteed or your money back. So the only thing you have to lose is the cellulite on your thighs. Call 1-800-FIT-LEGS for thighs that look smoother, slimmer, sexier, fit. That's 1-800-FIT-LEGS. Call within 1 hour for a great bonus offer and have your credit card ready. Call 1-800-FIT-LEGS. Not available in stores. 1-800-FITLEGS. That's 1-800-FIT-LEGS.
Strathmore Bagels presents Great Moments in Bagel History.
We're here on a glorious day at Yankee Stadium. It's the bottom of the ninth. The Yanks are down one run with a man on first and two outs. Here comes the Babe. He's at the plate. The pitcher winds up. Wait, what's this? Babe Ruth is pointing towards the dugout. He's walking towards the dugout. He's chewing on something. Holy cow, it's a bagel. A Strathmore Bagel. He's back at the plate. He swings. It's going, going, gone. Home run number 714 for the Babe.
What you have just witnessed is history in the making, courtesy of Strathmore Bagels. Strathmore Bagels, delicious bagels, muffins, and croissants made fresh daily. Strathmore Bagels, over 15 varieties of cream cheese. Strathmore Bagels, complete catering service available. Smoked fish, cream cheese, vegetables, even oversized bagel platters. Visit a Strathmore Bagel store and share a moment in history.
Fresh bagels and more. Strathmore.
Store information available. Call 585-9114.
Lee Miles, the most trusted name in transmissions since 1947. The car and truck transmission specialists who have been in business for over 40 years and whose only business has been repairing and replacing transmissions, foreign or domestic. When you have a transmission problem, there's only one company to call, Lee Miles. In today's economy, not calling Lee Miles can cost a lot more later. A lot of changes have been made to car transmissions over the last 40 years. Lee Miles' free Check 11 service has been identifying transmission problems since 1947. Lee Miles has the experience in keeping up with the new transmission technology. If you think you have a transmission problem because your car is hesitating, slipping, leaking, or just not moving, call Lee Miles. Today, the Lee Miles dealer has the know-how and necessary equipment that will ensure a computer malfunction or an ignition problem is not misdiagnosed as a transmission problem. If you want transmission work done right, using only the finest quality parts, at the right price, call Lee Miles. Check the white pages for your neighborhood dealer. Lee Miles, the most trusted name in transmissions for over 40 years.
The president has fired the special Watergate prosecutor.
Watergate, the most shocking political scandal in American history.
I had no prior knowledge of the Watergate break-in.
20 years later, do we know the full story? Now, the Discovery Channel reveals many of Nixon's final secrets. Recordings never heard before. Memos believed to have been destroyed. All the president's men are talking. Watergate, only on the Discovery Channel. Beginning tonight at 9. Explore your world.
If you're a nonprofit in health services, the arts, education, religious, or social services, call the National Executive Service Corps at 212-529-6660.
92.3 K-Rock is WXRK.
New York!
Howard Stern.
All morning.
Classic rock and roll all day.
This is Pete Fornital back with you on the Sunday Show with my special guest this morning, Richie Havens.
like so many years existing there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Little darling, seems like the ice is slowly melting. Little darling, seems like so many years since it's been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Smiles are returning to the faces. Little darling, seems like so many years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right, 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 it's all right. And in the end, the love you say will be equal to the love.
I could listen to that song any day of the year, but I particularly enjoy it on one of those first Sunday mornings after the long, hard winter is over.
Yes, indeed.
This past one having been a particularly harsh one, it was really uplifting on one of those sort of warm mornings when you knew you had made it through another one.
Why?
Welcome back, Richie.
Thank you.
Boy, do we have a lot to talk about.
There's so much going on. It's incredible.
Where do you want to start? You know where we'll start? We'll start with the item that's in the news, which is that Bethel 94 concert that has been, that was announced late and then canceled short of delivery.
Yes.
What's your readings on that? What's your insider's
view?
Well,
my basic reading is that it was off and on from the beginning for many different reasons. I think it suffered a lack of time to be correctly put together. And also, I think, and that's not anyone's fault, that's just the way this situation is. I also think it suffers a bit more of a municipal approach to doing it this time than the last time, which puts it adds more time, and it suffered from the competition that was created when Woodstock 94 came online,
right.
Actually post Bethel 94 being online, in terms of all of the permits being given and all of that kind of stuff, and the field being awarded to Mr. Bernstein. So I think that a lot of things kept it going on and off, and I think that in the end Sid was so very close to it. It's very difficult to give up your baby in a certain kind of way if you don't think you are feeling comfortable about it, and he kind of pulled out. That didn't stop him from calling me the next morning and saying, Richie, I'm hoping for a miracle, and something's going to happen anyway. And, you know, so Sid is not going to give up, I know, personally, on his own. He's up in Bethel now, dealing with that. It's amazing. And personally, I think that a lot of pressure was put on it by the other concert, a lot of negative things, thrown in the path in that kind of sense. And every little bit slowed down the progress of it becoming something very official and correctly done.
But you know what else is going to happen? What else is going to happen is you can't stop people from going
there.
Well,
you see, this is the good part. And that, you see, that's the part I have been talking about for 2 years now, is that even though everyone there says, we have 50,000 tickets to sell. I just came back from Germany about 2 months ago. I did 70,000 kids in a show that they had over there, a big festival. And I could tell you a quarter of those kids were showing up, whether there was music there or not. And I can tell you that the same goes for England and Italy and France and Germany and Scandinavia and Holland, all of those places. There are people who are tied into the spirit that they felt and saw on the screen alone that sanctioned their being at the time and being in the same place a lot of us were in. In that film that they saw, which is basically put upon, you know, by the system itself for many reasons. And I think that that is the spirit. The spirit lies in only the people who were there, the musicians and the people who came, the field. That's where the spirit is. And only when they get back together is it really what it is.
You know? Would one be on the right track to think that no matter what happens officially, you might be in the neighborhood of the former site of Yasgur's Farm?
I actually have been saying since January that whatever happens there, I will be there. On the 14th, I will be there, period.
How did I know that?
You really picked up on it. Well, you kind of know what kind of guy I am, I think. No, really, I think that it's part of our life that we carry this vibration in. We live this with this vibration of having been there, especially, and all of the people who were there in their own special way. That concert event was as much binding on the audience as it was on the musicians in terms of what happened there. And to me, that's always been the place where it is, and the history we talk about, the actuality of what happens sneaks in there sometimes, you know, and I make sure that that's all I talk about for 25 years, three times a day, you know, when people ask. It was something real to us. It's wonderful to have be in the position to talk to young people and say, you know what? What you guys don't know is right before Woodstock, we would not have been allowed to do that by law if they could have had their way, you know, at that point, and they were really heading that way anyway. Mm. So we were fighting for 10 years to have a Woodstock, really. And it was about peace. It was totally about peace in the world. And the music reflected all the smaller issues and larger issues that we were dealing with. And that's what was really going on. They don't seem to be able to make the distinction as to what really happened versus the largest concert in sex, drugs, and rock and roll, as the press has been calling it for 25 years.
Right.
And then when the press says, oh, 500,000 crazy New Yorkers gathered together, sex, drugs, it wasn't. It was, I think, all but two states not represented at Woodstock. It was the complete United States of America, and that's the most wonderful thing I'm able to clear up.
Right.
Is that it was us as a fabric of the nation, feeling the pains of being aware of things that we should have all been aware of.
Whether you wanted it or not, passing along the story, the true story, has become a part of your job
right.
on this
that's
earth.
That's absolutely right. I've had to do it for 25 years, you know, what can I say? You know, and that's around the world 22 times, you know. There's no place in the world where I go where I don't have to do that. And where that song isn't requested, no matter what the system is those people live under. So the song itself belongs to everyone as well.
Sure.
As the event.
Well, Richie, I'm going to give you a break. I'm going to table the Woodstock questions for a while. I've got a couple of more.
All right.
But we'll put them off on the side for a little while, because yet another major subject of your visit today is what I consider to be your superb new album.
Wow, thank you.
Cuts to the Chase. Richie Havens, Cuts to the Chase. And rather than starting to talk about it, I would just like to say something and play something. One of the things I have always admired most about you as an interpreter is the ability to take a song that belongs to someone else and make it your own. We've seen that already this morning with George Harrison's Here Comes the Sun. This goes back to Mixed Bag with Dylan's Just Like a Woman. And I'll tell you the specific one that did that for me in the instance of your new album. And it's no surprise to me that it's the first track on the CD. Mm-hmm. I saw Jackson Browne in concert at Jones Beach just a couple of just about a week ago, mm-hmm. he did Lives in the Balance. Uh-huh. I had heard your version before going to the concert.
Really?
It's your song, Allergy. Let's listen on the Sunday show at 92.3 K-Rock. At 92.3 K-Rock, that is Richie Havens and the lead track from his new CD, Richie Havens Cuts to the Chase, Jackson Browne's Lives in the Balance. I'll have more with Richie after these messages.
Woodstock 94, over 30 major acts that define rock and roll. Nobody Beats the Wiz is the official place to buy your Woodstock 94 tickets, and we'll even sell you them in pairs. And our special bus packages cost just $25 extra. We'll send you round trip to and from Socrates. At Nobody Beats the Wiz, you'll find a definitive library of Woodstock music, 69 and 94. All the artists, all the titles, on CD and cassette. And our Woodstock store within a store is your headquarters for official Woodstock 94 memorabilia. T-shirts, hats, jackets, and much more. Remember, Woodstock 94 is a once-in-a-lifetime event, and the tickets are going fast. Don't be shut out of the biggest musical event in history. Pick up your concert tickets and bus packages to Woodstock 94 at Nobody Beats the Wiz, where rock and roll is.
Hop to the islands, Abaco or Bimini. Paradise is calling, do the Bahamas with me.
So many islands, so many smiles. It's safe to hop to the Bahamas.
This is Island Hopper 6, just north of Nassau. We have Grand Bahama in sight.
So like a bird.
As low as $99 each way based on round-trip purchase. Capacity controlled. Restrictions apply. For reservations and information, call your travel agent or Nassau Paradise Island Express at 1-800-7-BAHAMAS.
So many islands, so many islands.
For the last 4 years, The Bottom Line has been host to In Their Own Words, one of the most popular live music series in New York. In Their Own Words is a truly unique experience, a diverse collection of great songwriters from Dion to Richard Thompson in a spontaneous evening of music and conversation hosted by K-Rock's own Vin Scalzo. Now some of the finest performances from this series are available on In Their Own Words Volume 1, 15 previously unreleased live recordings featuring Sean Colvin, Jimmy Webb, Bobby Whitlock, Arthur Alexander, and Joey Ramone. On In Their Own Words, Rick Ocasek, Barrett Strong, Janice Ian, Fred Kohler, and Dave Alvin talk about songwriting and then perform in a freewheeling style that'll knock you out. And Graham Parker, Lucinda Williams, and Luca Bloom cover songs that inspired them. So check out In Their Own Words Volume 1 from Razor and Tie Music and share the magic of these one-of-a-kind performances.
Did you know that most humans use only a fraction of their brain capacity? It's true, but it's still no excuse for having to think too hard when making a card call. AT&T makes it easy, because now there's 1-800-CALL-ATT. Use any local calling card, credit card, or AT&T card. Just dial 1-800-CALL-ATT. It's the foolproof way to always get through, only from AT&T. Other terms apply, excludes other long-distance company cards.
You wouldn't groom your poodle at a barber shop, would you?
It's okay, Fifi. Nice. Fifi, now you sit still here for Uncle Wally. Fifi, let go of my arm. Fifi, let go of my arm.
Then why would you take your GM car to anyone but your GM good wrench dealer? No one else has the advanced GM training and genuine GM parts to protect your investment.
And here's your little Fifi, ma'am.
What have you done? Oh, my poor little...
Well, it's a crew cut, ma'am. It's supposed to look like that.
So when your car needs service, bring it back to your GM good wrench dealer.
If you're a Con Edison business customer interested in exporting goods, free assistance is available. Call 1-800-258-9204.
Pete Fornital back with you on the Sunday show with my special guest this morning, Richie Havens, talking about, among other things, his brand new album, Richie Havens Cuts to the Chase. This is really the first new album in a lot of years,
about
Richie.
2 years, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost 2 years. The last album I had, new album, yes, in about 2.5 years, actually. The last one was Now.
Right.
I'm right, about 1.5 years. Okay. It was Now, and it came out on Solar Records. It was supposed to be distributed by Epic Sony. I say supposed to. Because I had to mail the records out to the radio station myself on that one. So that's the way the business is. Yeah. I don't really depend on the business the way a lot of my friends have to. I always had the privilege of being able to to play live for people for 7 years before I ever made a record, and I thought that's what I actually do, and that is what I do. And I always thought that records were secondary, and they were made for the people who saw you already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, that was the connection with records with me. So they had never been something I depended on to stay alive or to play for people in that sense. So consequently, I've survived about 6 record companies. I'm still playing every weekend all year round. They're out of business. And they were big ones, too, some of them. And I finally landed at the right time and right place with a record company that I consider at this point the only real record company that I've been able to find in the world at this point. And that's really true, and I say this for a reason. They went into the business of actually giving us back very, very classic, historic music that we grew up by. Happens to be a record company, Rhino, and they put out the history of our times, mm-hmm. really, and gave it back to us for the last 10, 15 years. And I think that they didn't know, vicariously, that they were actually putting out history books as well for all of the kids who had never heard any of it, who now buy a lot of this in order to figure out what world they're actually in,
mm-hmm.
and where that music came from that they actually listened to. And it was a wonderful discovery for me to find out that some of the people I liked got their licks from some older guys that I really liked, you know, and to make that discovery. And we are now in the throes of a huge discovery pattern for many, many young people from age 9 through 17, I would say. Of that history of music, where the music they've been listening to for 17 years comes from.
Because the material is there to be explored and enjoyed. It's mm-hmm. just like the anniversary of the moon landing recently. Mm-hmm. Kids were attracted
totally
to that like moths to a
it's
flame.
Totally fascinating, because I think man is attached to that, the ability to expand and go beyond his horizons,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And part of that is really being able to be as spontaneous as you could be. And that's what I really try to be with the record. We actually went to a home in Phoenix that had a wonderful studio in it and played together all at the same time.
You jumped ahead to my next question.
Oh,
the
yes.
album was, in fact, recorded in Phoenix. How? Why? What?
Well, I had met a few guys out there on another project that happened to have a wonderful studio in his home. And he said, when you want to make your album, you can come out here and do it. It's quiet. No telephones, you know, and to me, that's probably a good thing, because I'm never alone in Manhattan or anywhere else, except when I go out on weekends on the road, and I'm in a hotel room, and I'm actually alone. It's amazing. It's the most amazing thing, because it makes me realize how not alone I really am at most times, and it gives me that opportunity to really reflect on what I have to do, and it was quiet, and it was nice. I took the band out there, and I used a couple of guys from out there that I worked with before out there. And we went into the studio and we learned the songs. The guys who didn't know it sat down. We learned it together. We played it together. Then we performed it together. And that's the recording. The recording is performance. It's us doing it right there. And I think that that's what we lost in a lot of the music today, is the actual performance level people have when they play together at the same time and are recorded together. So I was able to do that. Because the record company said, we want you to do what you do. That's what we love over here. And that's a wonderful combination of win-win situation.
Sure. Support, confidence.
Not since my
building.
First album have I enjoyed this win-win. So, I mean, this is wonderful for me. I think my career is finally starting. And I'm really well on my way into a generation that actually understands what I'm talking about. So it's a wonderful time for me.
Your comments about being alone are a natural lead-in to the next song we're going to play, which is another one I've heard you do in concert for a while now. And it was written by Sting, and mm-hmm. this performance has a guest artist
That's
as
right.
well on it. You want to tell us a little about
oh,
it?
Oh, yes. While we were in town making the album, one of the guys who was working in the next office next to the... they were working on a film as well at the same time I was doing the album. One of the guys in that project came over and said, oh, my cousin Chuck Mangione's in town. He's playing tonight. I went, you're kidding. He's a buddy of mine. I haven't seen him in about 12 years. You know, where's he playing? I'm going. I want to see him play. So I went to see him. And we went to the concert, and it was a benefit he was doing, and it was really great to see him play. He had a wonderful group with him. And after the set, we got backstage, and we started talking and rapping about not seeing each other for so long and what we've been doing. And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm making an album in town." He says, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Boy, you know, I got a song that I just heard you on." And he went, "I'll do it." Just like that. And I said, "No, you're kidding." He goes, "No, I'll do it. For you, I'll do it." He says, "I've never done this before. But you know what? We've been aching to try to do something for so long. For some reason, we've been bouncing together all these years. Let's just do it." And he came into the studio and he played.
Here's the finished result. They Dance Alone at 92.3 K-Rock.
Dance alone. They say one.
At 92.3 K-Rock, a terrific version of Sting's They Dance Alone from Richie Havens' Cuts to the Chase, a brand new CD that we're talking with Richie about this morning. Other good news to announce is a performance this week. For those of you who prefer to see Richie not in the great outdoors with the potential of rainstorms or mud, but rather in an intimate, acoustically perfect setting, it's Richie Havens in recital. I like the use of that word. It's not the old in-concert routine. It's Richie Havens in recital at Alice Tully Hall over at Lincoln Center this Tuesday night, August 9th at 8:30 p.m. Now, for information and credit card reservations, here's the number to call, 212-721-6500. That's 212-721-6500. But tell you what, if you stick around for the rest of the segment, we'll have some tickets to give away to some loyal Sunday show listeners a bit later on, if that's okay with you, Richie.
Fine with me. We love them all.
The choice of material on this recording is so wide-ranging. Our friend Cliff Eberhardt is represented by that wonderful song of his, My Father's Shoes.
Love that song. It really speaks a lot of our whole generation. I think I've realized in this last year that there are certain songs that actually capture a part of the quasi-land we passed through as teenagers in the 50s and as a generation. And certain songs capture that for each and every one of us because we all had to go through that.
Yeah.
You know? And that's one of the songs that hit me that way.
Well, the contrast between the new writers and the old familiar writers as well. You went back for some unexpected gems here, Richie, like Jesse Colin Young's Darkness. Always loved that one.
Me too. Always wanted to do it, you know.
And the other one that took me aback because the original is so terrific and so much a part of our lives.
Beautiful song.
Is the Marty Balin song. What brought that one into the mix?
That one was also in the running with the other song that Marty Balin did on that very same album, I think.
Today?
Today, two of my favorite songs in the whole world. Both of those songs. And I've always wanted to sing them. They were so, you know, they were unusual because I think what Marty brought to that group was a little jazz. They were a folk rock group to me. And Marty brought in a little sophisticated jazz feeling to it because he did the ballads and the progressions he used weren't the usual folk progressions. And he was the variety in the band in a sense, you know, and that they had a much wider and deeper range of reaching different levels of people and different people within that one band. That was part of what got me, is that the two songs he put on that record were outside of the ring of all the other songs, which we were all singing and fighting about, and, you know, with living within. And they were very special songs, so I still have yet to do today, and that may fall on the next one. Who knows?
Well, a great song has been given the Havens touch. This is Coming Back to Me at 92.3 K-Rock.
Suddenly you're hooked. the rain upon the trees that kisses on the run. My love like leaves in the wind. You always say you won't go away, but I know it always has been, always has been. Small things like reasons are put in a jar. Whatever happened to those wishes wished on a star? Was it just something that I made up for fun? I saw you. I saw you. I saw you. Come back to me. I saw you.
Marty Balin's Coming Back to Me from the new Rhino CD, Richie Havens Cuts to the Chase. I'll have more with Richie after this.
Hi, this is Howard Stern. You want to hear a great story about my New Year's tape with all the backstage footage and the Leroy Neiman poster? Listen to this. This is a story from a guy who called in. He goes to a bar. He tells a girl that he has my tape. Here's what happened.
She wanted to see it, so she came back to my place and invited her friend with her. So they came back. The friend was never into it in the beginning. Came back to the place. We watched the New Year's tape. I showed her the poster, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ended up having both of them.
Really?
Swear to God.
How's that? How's that? Pretty good, huh? This is a magical tape. Have you gotten this yet? I'm going to take this off the market soon, and it's going to become a complete collector's item, and you won't be able to get this ever again in history. It's a Leroy Neiman poster. It is the Howard Stern New Year's Eve videotape, plus all the bonus footage that you didn't see New Year's Eve. Bonus footage backstage, all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that got us thrown out of the city of Newark. Order now, 1-800-52-STERN, S-T-E-R-N. You must be 18 or older, $39.95, $450, shipping and handling. And this is brought to you by Infinity Ventures and Howard Stern.
Indecision, never been a problem for me. I know what I want. It's a reality. I'm putting a hard day's work. Play a rock and roll. It's not a bad life that keeps me from getting old. I got work to do.
Lee Miles, the most trusted name in transmission since 1947. The transmission specialists who have been in business for over 40 years and whose only business has been repairing and replacing car transmissions, foreign or domestic. When you have a transmission problem, there's only one company to call, Lee Miles. If you want the work done right at the right price, call Lee Miles. In today's economy, putting off certain decisions can cost a lot more later. Simple transmission problems can grow into expensive bills. Lee Miles' free Check 11 service can identify transmission problems early, saving you time and money. Bring your car in for a free checkup. If any repairs are needed, the price they give you is the price you pay. That's the Lee Miles Honesty Guarantee. Lee Miles honors most extended warranties. They'll tow in your car at no charge, diagnose the problem, and contact your warranty company. At participating dealers, if a deductible is required, Lee Miles will absorb it, handle all paperwork, and then repair your transmission using only the finest quality parts. Check the white pages for your neighborhood dealer. Lee Miles, the most trusted name in transmissions for over 40 years.
Strathmore Bagels presents Great Moments in Bagel History. We're here at Mitchell Field, Long Island, to witness a truly historic moment. Charles Lindbergh is about to board his airplane, the Spirit of St. Louis, and soar off into aviation history, the first man to fly solo across the Atlantic. He's in the plane. He's taxiing down the runway. Wait, he's stopping. He's getting out of the plane. It seems he's forgotten something. What's this? Oh, my goodness, it's a bag of bagels from Strathmore Bagels. I don't believe it. Bagels for the trip. What else?
What you have just witnessed is history in the making, courtesy of Strathmore Bagels. Strathmore Bagels, delicious bagels, muffins, and croissants made fresh daily. Strathmore Bagels, over 15 varieties of cream cheese. Strathmore Bagels, complete catering service available. Smoked fish, cream cheese, vegetables, even oversized bagel platters. Visit a Strathmore Bagel store and share a moment in history.
Fresh bagels and more. Strathmore.
Store information available. Call 585-9114.
He was a phenom. Barely 20 years old and already in the big leagues. American League Rookie of the Year, the right-hander was soon throwing no-hitters and winning 20 games a season. Then the shoulder began to ache, and by the time he was 31, he was considered washed up. His team happy to give him away. In fact, they promised to pay most of his salary to the team that picked him up. So he went to the new team where they offered the one-time star a chance to pitch in the bullpen. Determined, he waited, and when they'd call for him in the late innings, he'd get on the mound and start hurling. Sliders, fastballs, consistently painting the corners for strikes. The A's future Hall of Fame reliever, Dennis Eckersley. And he's just one player on one team. There are 27 other teams and over 700 other players to cheer for every night on ESPN's Baseball Tonight, with hosts Chris Berman, Chris Myers, and Gary Miller. ESPN, where it's always baseball first, everything else second.
Did you know that most humans use only a fraction of their brain capacity? It's true, but it's still no excuse for having to think too hard when making a card call. AT&T makes it easy, because now there's 1-800-CALL-ATT. Use any local calling card, credit card, or AT&T card. Just dial 1-800-CALL-ATT. It's the foolproof way to always get through, only from AT&T. Other terms apply, excludes other long-distance company cards.
Helpline finds solutions to suicide, depression, family, and relationship problems. Call 212-532-2400.
Pete Fornital back with you on the Sunday show with my guest this morning, Richie Havens. All right, Richie, we put it off to the side on the table for a while, but we got to bring it back into focus here.
All right.
The 25th anniversary of this event that you opened in August of 1969. I'm going to come at you from all over the place.
Okay.
First question comes to mind. Were you disappointed about not being invited to the other one, or was it never a question?
It was never a question with me. I knew that I had to be in that field whether anything was going to happen or not. I really planned that last year, actually, tell you the truth, because I knew that this year I'd spoken to too many people around the world who were gearing up for the 25th, whether anything was going to happen or not. And they asked me, are you going to be there? I said, of course I'm going to be there. I would not miss this for the world, for me, you know. So so for myself, my own personal self, I got my tent, like I said. I got my own tent, you know. If I have to go up in my own car and take my tent, I got the tent, you know.
And that's the way it is. That's the way
it should play out,
the way it's going to play out.
So I think that I was never disappointed in not being asked to be in the other one, because actually it was something being done not at the field, and I thought that's where I should be.
Mm-hmm. Of course, every year there was interest in the event, but this year it seems obviously to be bigger and earlier than ever before.
Oh, yes.
How did that impact on you?
Well, like I was, I've been saying for the last 3 months or so, usually somewhere around the end of July, they start with the Woodstock anniversary's coming, and I get put on television more times than I ever really, you know, have ever seen myself the year before and the years before. It gets more and more as it goes. And then all of a sudden, this year, it started in January.
January.
So I've been really talking about this since January. I mean, it doesn't bother me one way or the other to talk about it, because it's wonderful to talk about real history and people becoming much better people, because that's all that happened there,
mm-hmm.
is that people became better people for the experience that they had with others, you know, and that's really at the baseline. And issues were discussed amongst us all, and that was a sharing that we had. And music was played, which really, in a sense, sort of was a codified way of speaking about our issues at hand. and that we shared something that was a first on the planet for the reasons it happened. And that'll never go anywhere. They're going to be, I think on the 50th, they'll put Woodstock in the shuttle and send it up there somewhere. Put it in a permanent plastic satellite that you could see through, and then people will look at it through a telescope. But it ain't going anywhere.
Listen, everyone knows freedom. Mm-hmm. What else did you perform that day, and is it ever going to see the light of release like Hendrix now has?
Now you touched a real sore spot.
Oops.
No, I happen to be in a certain kind of filing with Time Warner to, first of all, basically just be paid the publishing money they owe me for using the songs they used. It turns out, really, and it always was the case, that in the very beginning, when I signed the contract with them, they were only supposed to use one song. They used two. That was a breach right there. I never said anything. Why should I say anything? But when you don't get paid for the duties, you got to say something sometimes. Mm-hmm. That went on and off for years. But also, they were supposed to give me the footage back the day the movie came out. I never got it. So I'm getting it very soon.
Ah.
And I can tell you, it will be available as soon as possible thereafter. Because it doesn't even belong to me. It belongs to everybody else.
With additional songs and performances?
The whole performance was 2 hours and 45 minutes long. So as much of it as I could give, that's as much of it as everybody's going to get. And that's the way it should have been 25 years ago.
Sure.
Or at least 24. There was part of the contract that said I wouldn't put it out except a year after the real movie came out. And that was fine with me then, too. But I never got the footage. So that's what I'm asking for at this point, mm-hmm. Time Warner. And just to sort of pay the federal publishing monies they're supposed to pay for all of the sales of all of the products that came off of that. So that's my problem at this point. Not a problem, but it's just something that needs to be straightened out.
Fair is fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here, Richie. It might be a question that you're not even able to answer, mm-hmm. but I'll give it a shot. I want you to think for a minute, take your time if you need to, and tell me something about Woodstock that you haven't thought about or talked about in these 25 years. Is there anything?
That's a good one. I'll tell you the honest truth. There probably isn't anything. There are things that I've talked of less about, such as when I left the next day to go to Michigan. The news of helicopters transporting people to the field had already reached the college I was going to play in the next night, and they actually sent a helicopter to the airport to pick me up to take me to the campus. Now, that's how fast news traveled in those days. You know? They actually imitated what was going on at Woodstock at the time. It was a wonderful thing to have happen, understanding that we were out to affect the planet and our country at the same time with good, better vibes, you know. But I do have two memories that stick with me that I do talk about. And they stick with me because they were very surrealistic pictures in my mind. They're painted indelibly in my mind. Leaving the field, I actually came back in an Army helicopter, which is what actually transported everybody to and from the field in the first place. So that's something that never gets talked about, is the soldiers that actually made Woodstock possible. They deserve everything they could get, having never been spoken about in the news for all these years. They deserve everything they could get in terms of making that possible for everyone. When I was flying back in this big transport helicopter with two bands on either side of us, and the third band, we were the third band, bigger, the door wide open, and I'm looking out at the trees, I flashed, this is what Vietnam is like. Right now, this is what soldiers see when they look out this door. I imagine tracer bullets coming up out of the trees at us, because you could see no roads, no, just treetops, and it was green and beautiful, and you go, and this beauty and all of this stuff could come at you, and that's negative. And I was flashing on that. I then looked up and down the row that I was sitting against the wall, all of us band members, and I happened to notice that here are all of these tie-dyed people with guitars sitting up in their laps like the rifles a soldier might be holding, sitting in the same position, and bases between their legs on the floor like soldiers might be sitting in the same position in this Army transport helicopter. And I went, this is the real Army now. They are actually transporting the real Army. This was a picture I said I'm going to paint one of these days. Long-haired people in an Army helicopter in the 1960s with guitars and drumsticks and everything like they were their weapons sitting against the wall, and they were the weapons.
Have you done it?
Oh, I'm going to work on it this year. That's all right. I made that promise to do it. The second thing was leaving that night to get to the airport. I was the only car on the New York Thruway all the way to Newark Airport. And I will never forget that as long as I live. One car from Bethel to Newark. It blew my mind because it was closed down and no one went on it because it was officially closed. But we had to get to the airport.
Sure.
So we just went on the and went to the airport. And it was amazing.
Who were you closest to at the festival?
In terms of playing, you mean
friendship,
people that I
admiration.
Knew? People that I knew. Well, I had known Crosby, Stills. I hadn't met Nash yet, but I had known Crosby's and Stills for many years in the Village. We actually played the same Hootenannies, and me and Stephen Stills used to be rivalry to sign up at the clubs to get to sing on these Hootenannies, you know. We had fun in those days. I had met The Who in 1968, actually, in England, the year before, all of those guys. I had met 10 years after the year before in a festival there. I had never seen Sly and the Family Stone, blew my mind. I had never seen Janis Joplin, blew my mind. I had known, I knew John Sebastian. I knew all of the single performers I knew from the Village. And many of the bands that played, no one had known. Including the performers who had recorded before. Melanie was her first gig, and she had just making a record deal at the time, or trying to, and things... It was a time of discovery, Pete. You know what was interesting was we all shared discovery together, the audience and the performers, mm-hmm. because we discovered people we liked, too, who went on the stage and never heard before.
Santana, whose album wasn't even out yet.
That's right, wasn't out yet. Crosby, Stills, and Nash's first album was out at that time. It was their first gig.
Yeah. I'll be tarred and feathered if we don't play it. Richie at Woodstock. Freedom at 92.3 K-Rock. At 92.3 K-Rock, there it is, the definitive version, still symbolic, from the opening act, opening night, our guest this morning, Richie Havens, and Freedom. Listen, we mentioned earlier that Richie is appearing in recital this week at Alice Tully Hall, Lincoln Center. It's Tuesday night, this Tuesday night, August 9th at 8:30. And for information and reservations, you can call 212-721-6500. That's 212-721-6500. But I just happen to have, thanks to the generosity of my guest this morning, five pairs of tickets to give away to interested listeners right now. We'll take five random calls at 212-955-9292 for a pair of tickets to see Richie Havens at Alice Tully Hall this Tuesday night, August 9th at 8:30 p.m.
Boy, and come and say hello when you get there.
Yeah. you know I'm going to do that. We do have to wrap up. Time runs out as it always does, Richie. I want to go back to your latest album for a minute, Cuts to the Chase, because on here there's a Bob Dylan song, which is no surprise. And it happens to be a Bob Dylan song that you've recorded in the past as well.
Actually, I actually recorded it, I believe, the first time on a disc, which I think was a Ryko disc thing, I believe.
Beatles and Dylan?
Beatles and Dylan,
yeah.
Which, much to my chagrin and everything else, was also a kind of a mistaken situation, because the album actually was released unfinished. So I never felt good about that, because I actually never finished that album. It's one of those things that happened. It wasn't quite their fault either. But, you know, no one's to blame.
Well, you were obviously destined to record it, and it involved a minor controversy earlier this year, when a piece of it was used as the background for a commercial for a... was it an accounting firm?
I believe so. Yes, what had happened, actually, it wasn't actually from this actual recording, which I did live then, but what had happened was the company had called that they wanted to use the song and they wanted Bob to do it, and Bob wouldn't do it. So I said, call Richie Havens. He's the only one that could do it, you know, sing this song the way it's, you know. And they called me and I said, to put that song on anything, I'll sing it. Because for people to have to hear that over and over again, the truth is something I always want on the air, you know. So I said, sure, I'll sing that song, you know. And I did it. Because I think any way we could get any kind of vibe or part of our life's work in words under the wire to the general public, to me, is it's coming straight from the battlefields.
Well,
you know, even Know When to Say When is something like that, because I did a beer commercial and it was a Know When to Say When. I wouldn't do it just to drink it. Mm-hmm. I do it to say Know When to Say When. That's the way I am.
Having said that, will you do the song the way it should be done this morning to wrap things up?
I can try. Okay.
That soon you'll be drenched to the bone. Your time to you is worth saving. Then you'd better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone. 'Cause the times, they are a-changing. Come writers, come critics, you who prophesy with your pens, don't turn your heads, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheels still spin. No telling who it is naming. The loser now, maybe later to win. 'Cause the times, they are changing. Come congressmen, come senators, don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he who gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. Rattle your walls, 'cause the times, they are a-changing. Come mothers, come fathers, throughout the land, don't criticize what you don't understand. For your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. For your old road is rapidly aging. So please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand. 'Cause the time, they are a-changing. For the times, they are a-changing. For the times, they are
just about does it for Woodstock Revisited Part 1. My thanks to Richie Havens for being our guest. Thanks also to John Platt, Don McGee, and Bill Cates. Next week on Part 2, we'll call on some famous Woodstock alumni to offer testimony, and we will literally take you back to the garden with a documentary produced at the event 25 years ago. don't miss it. This is Pete Fornatale. Our Woodstock weekend continues on the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
WXRK New York. Howard Stern all morning.